This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme for this blessed month of Ramadan, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. Sometimes things are communicated, but what the communicator intended to communicate is not always received by the recipient and understood by the one who's receiving the communication. In other words, what was meant by one is not always understood in the same way by the other. An example I want to give us is there is a detergent or a washing powder called Tide. And this company was trying to promote their washing powder, and they wanted to circumvent or bypass or avoid the language barrier. And they thought that they will promote this in a number of countries and try to avoid using language and purely using pictures. So they had the sign Tide written on top. If it was in France, it was written maybe in French or Turkish, whatever it was, whatever script in Greek or whatever. Tide was written there, and there were three pictures. In the left frame, they had a lady holding a piece of what looked like a brownish or a dirty cloth. And then the second picture, or the middle picture, had this lady putting this cloth into a powder and the water in the middle. And then in the third frame, she holds up the cloth and the cloth is pure white. Simple and straightforward it seems. Take a dirty shirt, wash it in Tide, and it will come out clean. What could possibly go wrong with an advert like this? So though the sales were good in many parts of the world, they found, however, that they sold almost nothing in Morocco. Because the people of Morocco did not perceive the advert as other people did. The fact that the Arabic-speaking people, both the text and the images, are read from right to left and not from left to right. It does not mean the people were stupid. They were ignorant. They had less intelligence. But when you communicate something, did the person you're communicating understand what you were communicating? So what the people in the Arabic-speaking countries understood was the opposite of what people in other countries may have understood. They saw a lady taking a white shirt, putting into this Tide business, and it came out brown. So they thought it was sibgh al malabis. It was a dye for the clothes. You take a white shirt, you put it in here, it comes out brown. And they did not think of it as mashuq ghasil, what they call a washing powder. You see, I have a number written on here. And from your side, it looks 6. From my side, it looks 9. Neither of us is wrong, but both of us don't say the same thing. What it implies, that many people see what they see depending on their perspective, but may not be aware, and this is where wise people get involved. They may not be aware that someone else, wise people do, but generally people don't realize that someone else might see it differently without either of them being wrong. At another level, how people perceive things may misconstrue the reality of things. How people perceive things may misconstrue the reality of a situation. In the Ma'arakah of Mu'tah, a very famous expedition in the 8th year of Hijri, Khalid bin Walid was the commander of the Muslim forces, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he saw the Roman army, the Byzantine army was extremely large and his forces didn't seem to be matching up to them, he withdrew his forces from the battlefield and returned to Medina. When they reached Medina, some of the people referred to them as furar, deserters. You ran away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, they are kurar. They are people of advancement and people of strategy. Perspective. These Medinan people were thinking dichotomously. Either you fight or you run. So you didn't fight, so you ran. You're either muharibun or you are farar. You ran away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, there is another option. Ta'khir al-ma'arakah. Delaying the battle. Prepare yourself adequately and strengthen your forces. The battle may not be fought today. It may be fought some other time. Strategize. So you may interpret it as hypocrites or people who are weak, though you are on the battlefield, by the way. All the critics were not on the battlefield, by the way. So history documents that 3 years later, in the expedition of Usama bin Zayd, radiallahu anhu, who, by the way, was 20 years old at that time, he led the Muslim forces against the Roman army and they defeated the army 3 years later, the year the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on. The lesson we deduce from all of this is that what may work in one place may not work in another place. And what may not be effective at a particular time and place may be useful and successful at another place in another way at another time. Therefore, realize that everyone may not see the same way you see something, because they may understand it differently and they may not know as much as you know or as little as you know. They may not know as much as you know or as little as you know. Sometimes you judge people not based on your knowledge, but based on your lack of knowledge. I remember the first time we went to Makkah, people said, why are some people praying like this? Can't they tie their hands up? That means you don't know in some madhahib they put their hands down. We follow the Shafi'i madhab in Cape Town predominantly, and his teacher Maliki, he prayed with his hand down. So it's not because you knew the Shafi'i madhab, for example, you didn't know how Maliki, the teacher of Shafi'i, prayed, for example. So it's not because of your knowledge that you found criticism, it's because of a lack of knowing that Imam Malik did it in that particular way. Therefore, when we communicate with others, it's very important to understand, and this is where the Rasul was a master. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Kallim al-nas ala qadri uqulihim. When we communicate with others, engage with people according to their level of understanding. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.